It was late in the evening when Plagueis made his way onto a public observatory that provided a vantage on the proprietary arabesque of a landing platform on which Queen Amidala's royal starship basked in the ambient light. With the cowl of his hood raised, he moved to one of the stationary macro-binocular posts and pressed his eyes to the cushioned eye grips. Qui-Gon Jinn, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and the boy had arrived at the platform in a Jedi ship. Amidala, her handmaidens and guards, and a loose-limbed Gungan in an open-topped hemispherical air taxi. Just then, the latter group was ascending the starship's boarding ramp, but Qui-Gon and the round-faced desert urchin had stopped short of the ship to speak about something. "What?" Plagueis asked himself. What topic has summoned such an earnest look to Qui-Gon's face, and such confused urgency in the boy? Lifting his face from the macro binoculars, he stretched out with the Force and fell victim to an assault of perplexing images. Ferocious battles in deep space, the clashing of lightsabers, partitions of radiant light, a black-helmeted cyborg rising from a table. By the time his gaze had returned to the platform, Qui-Gon and the boy had disappeared. Trying desperately to make some sense of the images granted him by the Force, he stood motionless, watching the starship lift from the platform and climb into the night. He fought to repress the truth. The boy would change the course of history. Unless Maul had to kill Qui-Gon to keep the boy from being trained. Qui-Gon was the key to everything.